Well, here I am again. Just sat with the sound of the clicking, ticking clock. Nothing much more of this small room. It's an odd space. It needs changing, really. It's become the mecca for everything that's loose in the house. Ultimately, I plan to redecorate it and turn it into a good working office, a good recording space, as I have plans for next year. But that's something we'll get into over the next few audio boos. But today, I wanted to talk about the first part of my plans for the next year, which is the use of my phone. I've tried to limit my phone. This is going to sound ironic, but limit my phone to only apps that I can justify that I'm going to use. This is going to be difficult to believe because I have a large number of apps on my phone at the moment. My phone, too, is very... I'm afraid of saying the word cheap because it's not cheap. You know, it was a brand new Android phone, you know. My old phone, a HTC Desire something or other. I can't remember which model exactly. It finally gave up the ghost by gently flopping out of my pocket and smashing the screen. And so, for use of my day job, I desperately needed a new phone. So my other half kindly helped me pick up a new one. But the new one we picked up was an off-brand, or not well-known brand, phone. And it's surprisingly good for the phone that it is. So I'm not going to complain about the phone or the model. But it's still got its limitations. I have a grand total of one actual Android compatible phone game, portal game on the phone. So everything on the phone is an app that is more function over entertainment, although there are some video streaming or sharing apps. But I wanted to list all the apps I have on my phone. Some of them are different apps, but kind of duplicates of the same idea. And why I've got them on there. And maybe while I do so, I'll come to some sort of realization as to that, you know, I should probably get rid of some of them. But at this time of recording, this is December the 27th, Tuesday, ahead of next year. I plan to keep just these apps and use them for very specific uses. So right now, we have installed Twitter for Twitter, you know. It's just for the sake of a communication tool. Facebook for a more personal communication tool. Tumblr, because I have 6 Tumblr accounts. 3 or 4 of them are media archive ones. Ones for games, print adverts and videos of adverts from television. Not trailers, specifically for adverts, because I find them a curiosity. One is for box art, for video games. There goes my phone vibrating randomly. Hopefully that doesn't ruin the audio. Another one is for manuals. And there's a couple others. Some of them just random, just writings or just random image shares. And I'm obsessed with archival, and we'll probably get into that on another recording at some point in the future. Aside from that, there's Instagram for just generally taking any pictures and posting them online. And Prisma as well. I don't use Boomerang. I don't think I can on this phone. But I try to make it so that I take 3 to 4 pictures a day of whatever's happening, or sometimes artistic, sometimes just for entertainment, sometimes just to log what I've done, you know, just for the memories. And I tried to make one picture, use the Prisma app just to kind of mix it up a bit and to make good use of that app as well. And then we've got a lower priority sort of stuff, WhatsApp, just for being able to communicate with my partner for more or less free. Vine, although that's becoming redundant now, it will still be a useful tool for recording short videos. Exactly how that will work, we'll find out when that changes. And 1 second every day, which is an app that records 1 second every day, or 1.53 seconds, I think, depending on what you do. And then makes that into one big video at the end of the month, which is something I've tinkered with a bit, but I'm planning to properly use in January. Then there's geocaching classic. We went geocaching today, found one geocache, didn't find another one. So I plan to start the geocaching each week, but also to make a few of my own geocaches and then put them out in the world. Periscope, Twitch, and Mixer for the three different types of streaming. Periscope I had planned to use for commenting on live events and some other more abstract stuff. Mixer, I'm not sure quite what I'm going to do with yet, but I'm thinking of some sort of live radio podcast thing. I've got Nationwide just because that's my building society. PayPal because it's handed out for my PayPal account. Slack because when I was part of True Geek Radio, we had a Slack set up, so it's useful to communicate with them guys for anything. But also, if I happen to join another group, and I can sign up to their Slacks and use that way. And I'm always trying to get them involved with little things, and it never seems to work out. But, you know, it would be handy for setting up small projects. Ask FM, in case anybody asks me any questions. Medium for writing. LinkedIn for connecting to people. Medium and LinkedIn haven't been used so much, but I plan to start using them properly in the year. YouTube Studio and YouTube itself for managing. I have 4 YouTube channels. Only one of them is active at the moment. It's got 803 videos. Some will remain private permanently. Some are active all the time. Some are going to be moved to other channels because I have things to say about YouTube, but we'll get to that at a later point. Netflix, Flixster, and the WWE app, because I have content saved on Flixster, loads of movies saved on there from DVD purchases, and my time at CEX. I used to work at CEX. And Netflix and WWE, because I've got subscriptions to them. I have Collector Amiibo and my Disney Infinity Collection apps, because I've collected almost all the Disney Infinity figures, and I've started collecting some Amiibos. I've got a problem. Not as many, though. I'm not planning to collect all the Amiibos unless it becomes viable. That's why I collected Disney Infinity, because it was a viable option, because there was a limited number of them to collect, so it wasn't like, I don't know when this is going to end. I also have SoundCloud and Audioboo for use. Obviously, I'm using Audioboo now. Tap Counter, my books collection, my game collection, my movies, essentially a collection thing. Gimmer and video games, which are all collection apps. Some of them are probably going to go because some of them are quite limited, but I'm trying to keep track of all the stuff I've got a bit better. Fit and an alternative weight tracker so I can start concentrating on losing weight. Pinterest for saving loads of images. Swarm and Foursquare, and also Path. I've got an app for Stardew Valley and Don't Starve wikis for use in videos in the future. I've got an Xbox Smart Glass for Xbox One, PS Messages, WWE Supercard is the only game I've got, Humble Bundle for my Humble Bundle games, Kindle, the game shop app, and a minimalism app, which is something I've got to go into another time. Whew, that's a lot of apps. And you can tell, it's ironic somebody's got a minimalism app to have that many. You can tell I've got a lot on there. So I plan to do something with all of them in the coming year, but we'll cover that soon enough.